Yes, welcome back to Winners on this Monday edition, and it was a memorable day for new trainer Gavin Betchgood on the weekend as he was able to train his first winner at the picnics in Maldonado. Gav, good luck with it. Congratulations, and it must have been a bit of a thrill to train your first winner.
Yeah, thanks very much, Nadia. It was great.
Let's take us through, first of all, your career and what you hope to achieve long term as a trainer. Of course, you had a lot of success as a jumps jockey, but you obviously thought that it was time to maybe look at a few other options.
Yeah, I've sort of, the last couple of years, done a bit of work with the jockey management side of things, mainly doing Brian Higgins' rides and ridden over the jumps for probably the last 12 years, but... back in July, I broke my femur, and I'd sort of already put the wheels in motion to get my trainer's license. I started to do the TAFE course and get through all the components that are required to be granted a license. And, the timing was right. So,
What were some of the things that were most memorable to you riding over the obstacles? There's got to be a couple of wins that meant a bit to you.
Yeah, obviously winning a Grand Annual on Banner Strand was great. Sort of all the controversy around him 2 years earlier when he jumped the big 3 metre fence into the crowd, and being able to come back 2 years later and do what he did was great. But also horses like Mazzucano, he was a horse that had broken down about five or six times, and I think I won about seven races on him, and he won two Australian steeplechases and a Chris steeplechase, and I suppose another horse Vindicating, another one of Robbie Lang's. He won an Australian and a Briley and a Von Duser, and he ran second in a Grand Annual and second in a Grand National Hurdle. He was a real model of consistency.
I suppose your body pretty much tells you when it's time, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate. I think I had three or four broken collarbones, but that was sort of the worst of it for me, so I've been pretty fortunate. I've got out of it unscathed. I had a horse flip over on me walking off the track at Cranbourne back in July, and that's how I broke my femur. But sort of the timing was right, and I knew that I sort of had a couple of horses that were on the way, so it's good to move into the next phase.
Exactly. So now you've got your trainer's license. How many horses do you have at the moment?
I've got four at the moment. I've got two maideners and then just a couple of old horses that Maldonado, obviously he's done a lot of his racing over the last 12 months around the picnics, and he also won a 58 at Bairnsdale back in at the end of July. But and then another, an older horse called My Dancing Jewel, he started off in Singapore and hadn't won a race for sort of nearly 3.5 years, I think it was, and he went to the picnics last preparation and won a couple of cups and one three in a row, sort of just to get his confidence up, and hopefully he'll kick off at the picnics his preparation, but hopefully he can work his way back to the professionals and try and sneak a couple of wins.
Was it a different feeling training a winner to riding one?
It was. I expected the horse to run a lot better than what he did at Cranbourne at the start prior. He was my first starter in the Corinthian first up, and he had trialled really well leading into that race, and I was pretty disappointed with his performance that night, and I probably couldn't have got off course quick enough, but it was good to see him sort of run through his form once he sort of gets up over that 1500 to a mile trip, and he won quite easily on Saturday.
Do you have any long-term goals or plans or things you'd like to achieve as a trainer, or are you just sort of pretty much taking it in baby steps at the moment?
Yeah, I probably at this stage don't want to get too big, because myself and my partner Karen, we sort of do a lot of the work ourselves, and I just want to be able to just place my horses in the weakest company possible, and if that involves, I've got to get in the car and travel 4 or 5 hours, so be it. But just to try and place them right and get as many winners as possible.
Exactly. Are you developing a sort of a good owner base at the moment with what you've got?
I think about half the horses we have at the moment are sort of self-owned horses, but okay. We've got a couple of new owners in the stable, which is good. And hopefully if we can have a bit of success, that will sort of lead to a building from there.
Yeah, exactly. When are we likely to see you with another runner?
I've got a new horse that I sort of picked up a couple of weeks ago called Sergeant Sam. He's a 20-start mate, but he's sort of done most of his racing, you know, around that Cranbourne, Mornington, Pakenham area. So I'm hoping Traralgon either Derby Day or Bairnsdale or Melbourne Cup Day, sort of a little bit weaker, and he might be able to knock his maiden off.
Do you have an ambition to maybe train a couple of jumpers?
Oh, I wouldn't say I've gone out to look to buy a jumper, but if one came along, I'd have no problem saying that. I love racing and love working with the jumpers over the years. It's great fun, and there's really good money involved in it now too.
Well, it would have been a satisfying victory to get that win out of the way so early on in your training career. And wish you all the best of luck, Gav. We'll be watching with interest to see how your career sort of goes over the next few years.
Thanks very much, Nadia. Much appreciated.
There is Gavin Bedgood talking about training his first winner, only the second horse he saddled up.